Dr. Gubin. Hello, beloved, and again, welcome to the time of looking into the precious truth of the living God, the truth that can liberate and set us free. Remember, Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And it does, beloved, when we know and understand the truth of God's Word, when we recognize and realize the liberty that the child of God can have over the control and power and dominion of sin, and how that we do not have to live under the circumstances of sin and its control in our life, how we do not have to allow some sinful habit to rule our life and to reign in our life, but we can see it broken, we can see it broken down, we can see it destroyed, we can have victory over it, and we can live as more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. Yes, beloved, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're considering and thinking about the spiritual weapons we have with which to fight the enemy. And 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 again reminds us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, are fleshly." Because, beloved, you cannot win a battle, a spiritual battle, with fleshly appetites or fleshly controls or fleshly activity that you try to produce in order to bring the old flesh into subjection to the obedience of Christ. It takes the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit of God to bring victory into our life. And we have the Holy Spirit living within us. Every child of God is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, as we again considered last time in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. "What, know you not that your body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit?" And so every child of God is indwelt by the Spirit of God. And we're told in 1 John 4:4 that greater is He that is in you, that's the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world. So, beloved, we do not have to live under the control of sin and its control and dominion any longer. Remember what Paul told us in Romans 6. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" This is verse 1. "God forbid, certainly not, 1,000 times no. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" And remember, where we're dead to sin is in our spirit. In our spirit we're righteous and pure and clean and holy, and therefore the Holy Spirit of God can live within our spirit, because it is pure and clean. The blood of Christ has been applied. We've been made righteous and holy within our spirit. But we indwell a body of flesh that has sin indwelling and permeating this fleshly body. And we've read that in Romans chapter 7 and verse 14 through 24, where the Apostle Paul himself described this conflict between indwelling sin and the indwelling Holy Spirit. And he described it by saying, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Paul realized this old fleshly body is a body of death. And this body is under the sentence of death, beloved. This body has to die. for the wages of sin is death. And that's why this fleshly body is going to die. And so, beloved, you cannot have victory through the works of the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That is, they're not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And that's where strongholds operate, beloved, in our mind, in our thinking, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And, oh, beloved, there's so much around us that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and will try to keep us from knowing the truth, because the truth liberates and sets us free. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is essential, that we allow every thought to be brought under the control of the Holy Spirit, and to be brought into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, last time we began to talk about a stronghold. What is a stronghold? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Well, a stronghold is an area of our life where we allow sin to take a foothold, and from which sin can begin to take control of a person's life. Now, beloved, that's an excellent definition of a stronghold. It's an area in our life, in our flesh, where we allow sin to take a foothold, and from which sin can begin to take control of a person's life. This is why many Christians live under the control of some sinful habit, some sinful appetite. It may be covered up. They may hide it. The old flesh, beloved, like we've talked about before, can put on a beautiful front. Wherever, you remember the octopus, the illustration of the octopus, wherever the octopus can get its head, the octopus can get its whole being into that hole, into that space, because there is a cavity within the head of the octopus where it can pull all of its tentacles in, and it cannot be seen hidden there in that hole. Oh, beloved, that's the way the flesh is. The flesh can put on a beautiful show. The flesh can make you think that you're in control, and that you've got everything under control, and that you're not going to do this sin anymore, that you're going to have victory over it, and you purpose, I'm not going to do that anymore. And first thing you know, you've slipped. And suddenly, unexpectedly, this craving has arisen, and you've yielded to it and given in to it. That's a stronghold, beloved. Now, let me illustrate again that pornography is a stronghold that can be set up in a man's life. And this is, it can be a real stronghold that will take control of a person's life and will cause a man to do terrible things that he never would have imagined that he was capable of doing. But as he yields his mind and his body to pornography, it takes more and more control and becomes a stronghold from which sin begins to take control of his life. Now, pornography in a man begins with a look or two at a picture of a woman that is seductive by showing some of her body that causes a man to lust. This is why it's something that women do not so many times understand, that the exposure of their bodies stirs the lust in a man's heart. And that's what pornography is. It's a woman who shows portions of her body that causes men to lust, and it stirs up evil desires and causes the man to want to see more and more. The more he looks at these types of pictures, the more he wants to look and lust. Each look is a brick of the stronghold that starts to build in his mind. And the evil pictures are stored in the brain for later meditation to cause more lust. Dr. James Dobson has stated that pornography lays the foundation for a man to be unfaithful to his wife. And it does exactly that, beloved, because it makes women to be an object for satisfying their lust. This is how Christian men can become slaves to pornography. Romans chapter 6:16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" And thus we see Proverbs 23:7a says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." As a man begins to think in his mind, he becomes what he thinks about. It is not what you think you are, but what you think you are, beloved. You may have an opinion that you're a pretty good guy, and you go to church, and you read your Bible occasionally, and you try to be involved in church and do things in church, but secretly, behind the scene, you have an involvement with a sin of wickedness and evil. And when you're by yourself, this thing blooms and blossoms and you give in to it. Oh, beloved, this can be a controlling factor in your life to bring damage and destruction into your family and to ruin your marriage, and to cause you to have an affair, and to cause you to do things and wind up doing things you never imagined that you would do. Because, beloved, that's the way sin works. Matthew 5:28, Jesus said, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Oh, beloved, be careful. Till next time, goodbye.